T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Chris Herndon joins us now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That, of course, is one of your favorites. Yeah, by Usher. Classic jock jam from T. Morant, lookalike Usher, born on this day. I don't know what day, but he's 47 years old today.
T. Morant is 47 years old today. Well, there you go.
No. Usher is 47 years old.
I'm sorry. How old's T. Morant? How old's T. Morant, Jeffrey?
I have no idea.
Usher is 47
years
today.
They look like each other.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I gather you talked to Drew yesterday about your Green Bay experience, so I won't ask you so much about that. We did have the news over the weekend, though, that Diane Keaton died, and I wondered, did you have any thoughts on Diane Keaton as an actress or any of the films that that she starred in particularly?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I sort of realized is that a lot of her most interesting stuff, or apparently most interesting stuff, I haven't seen, and it's hard to see. Like, you can, if you want to pay $4 to rent, you can find just about anything. Not a lot of things, but in terms of, like, available on streaming services you might have access to, like Looking for Mr. Goodbar, not out there. Reds, not out there. Shoot the Moon,
really?
Not out there. I think the things that she's probably most known for are obviously Annie Hall, which is a movie and a performance that, like, actually earns the way overused word iconic. That was like an iconic,
right?
You know, especially at the time, like Diane Keaton and Annie Hall, like, was like, you know, a fashion icon in a way, and a style icon and a personality icon. And that Woody Allen movie, which I think she won Best Actress. I can't remember for that. And then, you know, supporting role, but she's Kay Corleone in the Godfather movies and delivers one of the great line readings of all time. It was an abortion, Michael. And then later on, you know, she ended up getting, when she was older, and sort of more comfortable comedy kind of movie, Something's Gotta Give, with her and Jack Nicholson and Nancy Meyers movie. It's a very varied career. She was actually, I think, in Hair on Broadway.
She was.
Early on. So, you know, long, varied career there.
I read various obituaries. She turned down the $50, $100, whatever bonus it was for Hair for appearing nude as part of that production. And then, I don't know, one of the things I read, and I just, whatever, I have no opinion on this because I haven't seen Looking for Mr. Goodbar, but various people said her performance in that was even better than in Annie Hall, but it is such a tough watch that it didn't, you know, about this woman who's going out there for one series of one night stands. And so I don't know that it is. Have you ever seen Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
No, I was actually talking to that on the drive to or from Green Bay with my friend Addison, who's a big movie guy. And neither one of us have seen We're Looking for Mr. Goodbar. A little surprised I haven't seen that. There are some movies I get confused with each other because of the same time period, and there's some rough similarities. Always got Looking for Mr. Goodbar, the Diane Keaton confused with Clute with Jane Fonda, which was around the same time. I have seen Clute. I have not seen Looking for Mr. Goodbar. And if it were available on something, some streaming site I would subscribe to, I'd probably watch it this week. But alas,
also read that she'd never seen The Godfather because she didn't like her performance in it, and she thinks she looked like a stick in the 1950s, whatever clothing. So
right.
So she never watched that. But anyway, yes, that look certainly iconic. All right, Grizzlies have two more preseason games left. I don't know. This is a broad question, Chris. What have we learned? We've learned a lot of things, and yet we haven't learned much because we don't have John, we don't have Jaren, and we don't have Zach Edey. And like, it's sort of been tough to sort of know what to put stock in watching this unfold.
Yeah, I'm averse to like the you know, everything's a lesson or whatever,
right.
But. You know, I mean, it's all information that you gather, and
right.
We are in the process of learning about players, you know, and that might be a years long process. And
yep.
You know, I think Cedric Coward has been quite interesting to watch him and to think about not what he is, but what he could be, and sort of to see the ball of clay beginning to be sculpted. That's been interesting. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has looked really good. You hope that continues into the regular season. I think. It's been hard. I mean, you have a new head coach trying to put in, you know, his own style of play, but he's trying to do it without the fulcrums of the style, which would be John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and I think importantly Zach Edey. And so there's like how much it's always going to be a work in progress, but it's a work in progress without your primary tools. And so I don't reach many conclusions from that.
Right.
But what I do wonder about is the degree to which that's going to make the beginning of the regular season a kind of extended preseason. So I don't look at what they're doing now and reach any conclusions about what they're going to be in January or February, but it makes me wonder about sort of the speed of the process going into the regular season.
A couple things about what you just said. One is, so you wrote a piece popped over the weekend about the Wings in it, an interesting quote, an interesting discussion that you sort of launched into about what Cedric Coward could be. And Isolo at one point sort of, I think, talked about there's any number of things that he could be.
Right.
And it's sort of one of the, I don't know, what did you make of that? And
that Isolo, I mean, with these columns during the preseason, I'm just pulling from everything. Right. And
yep.
So it's not like a column about the game before or whatever. Yeah. So there are different quotes taken from different places. So that quote is from training camp, actually. And I just sort of put it in my pocket to wait until, you know, I was writing about that subject. And he was musing in training camp and he said basically, like, the coaches and I have talked about it. You know, he sort of talked about it as an organizational thing. Like, you never, you know, you don't know exactly what someone is going to be necessarily. And with him, there's all kinds of different paths, you know, positionally in terms of where the emphasis is, as you know, is he more of a 3-and-D role player who's a lower usage guy? Is he a guy who like ends up having the ball more? It's more of an on-ball scorer. Is he a guy whose physicality allows him to be more of a rebounder, defender, you know, protect the rim kind of guy? Or, you know, there's just so many different ways it could go. And instead of just deciding on the front end, this is what this player will be, it's like they're working with the player to develop him over time, and we'll see where it goes. One of the interesting things about him is that there is such a range of possible with him.
Well, and of course, he may be something very different. He may be something very different, and of course will be, in his first year. And then he, you know, whatever, the offensive game could expand, like whatever. He had his own quote about that he wants to be all of these things. Is that what was the essence of that quote?
Yeah, he didn't make any boast about what he will be. But he didn't, and he wasn't like reacting to the Isolo quote, because right. His quote was after like the second game. So these are from, you know, a week apart or whatever. Yeah. And he said, you know, the best players in the NBA are 3-level scorers. And for people who don't know the lingo, that means at the rim, mid-range, and 3-point shot. He said the best players in the league are 3-way scorers and 2-way players, meaning offense and defense. And that's what I want to be, meaning all of the above. So even all of the above can take different forms, right? You can be a 3-level scorer without being like the lead ball handler or whatever. Desmond Bane grew into a 3-level scorer for the Grizzlies. even though he was not the hub of the offense. And so I think all of that is there for Cedric Cowers. You're not gonna look up in Thanksgiving and he's checked all those boxes. But I think what we've seen is that the raw physical capability, skill set, potential, mentality, like all the raw tools are super promising. Now, I think people should have patience about which way it heads and where and how soon it gets there. But I think I'm very impressed with what's possible with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are not, in terms of, are you more encouraged or optimistic? Again, whatever, ridiculous sample size. In terms of where you were on Cedric Cowers before we actually saw him play a game of basketball, and now, are you roughly the same place? Or are you more encouraged?
Yeah, yes. I would say roughly the same place, but I feel more solid about being in that place. I think his athleticism is highly functional. I don't think he's a Amen Thompson. I don't think he's like the very tippy top tier. But even on the NBA court, as a rookie, you can see that his ability pops. And it pops in different ways. It's not just that he's like, you know, springier or whatever than Jalen Wells. I think it's more functional than like a Gigi Jackson is considered a good athlete. I think there's strength there. There's dexterity there. I think we've seen in the second and third game in the fourth quarter when he's just sort of loosened up and started to play a little bit more playground. You can see him just be able to create on the fly and get into spaces and make plays. I think there's an awful lot to like there, but I think people should be careful not to assume it'll come too quickly, and also not to assume when like the flashes happen that there won't be regression.
And then the other thing from that piece that struck me interesting that I want to talk to you about was discussion about Scottie Pippen Jr. and how he had a terrific playoff and last year, and won, you know, and I know you've been bullish on what he could become, and yet when you look at the crowd in the wing positions, it may be tougher for him to get the minutes than one might have imagined, but obviously than one imagined heading into the offseason. They've accumulated so many wings. Thoughts on how tricky it might be him to carve out a role?
Yeah, I mean, he's only played one preseason game, and so that's not a lot to go on. But I think the context, you moved Desmond Bane out, which creates a lot of opportunity, but you also brought in Ty Jerome, who sort of feels that secondary creator role that they asked Desmond Bane to play a lot last season. You bring in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I think everyone thinks will actually be the starting scoring guard, which was Desmond Bane's role. And you also bring Cedric Cowers, who's the upside guy sort of looking in the background of everything. And so I think Pippen is going to be in the rotation and going to have an important role in the rotation. But like when John Morant misses a game, who's going to start a point guard? It seems like it's going to be Ty Jerome, not Scottie Pippen. When they get into the fourth quarter of a tight game and Isolo is trying to make a decision between offense and defense and who he wants to be on the floor around Morant, if he wants to lean into offense, that might be more Ty Jerome. If he wants to lean into defense, that might be more Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. But I do think there's an opportunity for Pippen, and I point this out, because he can check both boxes a little bit. In terms of the Venn diagram overlap between the perimeter players who give you ball handling and shooting and the perimeter players who give you defense, Pippen is the most overlap of these guys.
In terms of things we've seen that are promising from the preseason so far, you put Cedric Cowers, you know, functional athleticism, whatever. We discussed that. Are the other two that you might identify as, well, that's been good, the play of KCP, but also, and you wrote about this in this piece that most recently dropped in the Daily Memphian, the uptick in the play of Jalen Wells.
Yeah, Wells was obviously good coming out of his rookie season.
Right.
I would use the word solid again. I think my positive feeling about Wells has gotten a little bit more solid based on the preseason. Again, he's played three games. The stuff I talked about some of the on-ball creation he flashed, that was really only one game. That was only one of the three. He didn't do that as much in the other two. But even seeing a little bit of it in that one game, I think was good to see. I do think he looks a little bit stronger. You know, the three-point shooting, you know, is up and down game to game, as you would expect, but I don't see anything that makes me think he's not going to be a meaningful three-point shooter. And just the maturity, the composure, you're reminded all over again, both watching him on the floor and talking to him after a game. So, I think the ultimately best version of the Grizzlies in this era, if there's another, you know, 55-win playoff advancement version, it's going to have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Jalen Wells as the starters. No, I think that combo is a placeholder. But I think it's a solid placeholder, and it wouldn't surprise me if Wells, you know, stayed in that mix in some combination. Maybe that's with Cedric Howard, maybe that's with somebody else, you know, in the near future. But I think Wells is either a quality starter or certainly a quality rotation player. Looks like a very, very safe bet.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. How about you, Jeffrey, in terms of it's been really hard. Like, this has not been a preseason's preseason, man. You know, this has not been, if you were looking, though, to this preseason to create momentum for the franchise, this has not been that, largely because Ja's been hurt, you know, like that happened. And then there's no Jaren and there's no Zach Edey. So you have to look, you got to sort through it a little bit. Are you discouraged by anything, or is there anything that you are, in fact, particularly encouraged by?
No, I mean, I'm not discouraged.
There's no reason to be discouraged because Ja's not playing.
As Chris pointed out yesterday, I think the Cavs went winless in the preseason, and
right.
like their offensive numbers were horrible.
Right.
And they had one of the best offenses in the league. They were close to leading the league in wins. So no, I feel like I've been pretty bullish on KCP, and I feel like
you were bullish on the win total.
Yeah.
You're starting to soften there.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't know. Ja's ankle. I'm still bullish on the win total.
Right.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.